Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Kyra Gray. Woo!
Hi.
Clap, clap, clap. Audience, 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 audience roars. Whoa, ooh, wow. Ooh. This is so exciting.
That's the roar because that's actually what it's like.
Shh. Oh, when older when people saying calm down, like shh.
No, like when everyone's screaming, does it not sound like a shh? Everyone screaming? No, right. Sorry, my bad, man.
It's okay.
I've been to a lot of concerts. I just assume this.
I wanted to agree with you, no, and then I thought
I really appreciate the.
I'm not helping you because then if you're saying that to me here, then maybe when you go out, you know,
I'd say it.
You say it again, and it's like
that's not good.
And then they might Google like an interview with you, and they'll be like, "Why didn't Rita stop her?" Do you know what I mean? Like, why didn't Rita correct her?
I understand.
And I just want to be that person that, you know, can keep you on track and support you. Yeah,
I appreciate it. It's just when you do watch like videos of concerts and like thousands of people are screaming, does it not sound like
shh? See, when you do that's a bit more precise. What you did before was shh, so that sounded like when people are like shh, stop talking.
It was more like a shh. You know, completely different. You know, I feel like it's not exactly the same thing. There was a slight difference in the shushes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Thank you.
Welcome to the pod.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to come at you so quick, no, so soon what? In the show, you know.
It's important. It
usually there's
the
a bit of a, you know, a little bit of a warm up, you know.
Back and forth.
Welcome to the podcast, Faking Adulthood. It's really nice to have you here.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm excited to have you. So I guess we'll just like crack on with it, really, you know. You guys know the drill by now. Do you know what I mean? Guys, we're 10 episodes in. Like, this is the most consistent I've been for a while. Do you know what I mean?
But we love that.
It feels like my longest relationship. I'm just like, wow. We are really committed, guys. We are, like, locked in. But whilst I'm here, actually, I need to actually say something. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you are watching this or if you are listening, yeah, subscribe, okay? Subscribe, leave a comment. You know, leave a rating, okay? I love that you guys are watching, yeah? But, like, don't keep me a secret. You know what I'm saying? So stop what you're doing right now and make sure that you've subscribed and make sure you leave a comment in advance because that's giving faith, yeah? It's giving that you have faith that this is going to be good, yeah. So you're leaving a comment in advance. Do you know what I mean? Let's walk by faith. You know what I'm saying?
How dare they watch without subscribing?
Watch and don't subscribe.
That's just crazy.
Do you know what I mean? It's like going out to dinner with me and then not texting me when you get in to say that you got home.
It's like watching someone's OnlyFans content on someone else's profile. That's how it feels, actually. Crazy. That's disrespect. That's disrespect. You shouldn't have that.
And I'm not having it.
Period.
Well, you know? Thanks, guys. Anyways, you guys know that I love to start the show with a complaint of the day. Okay. You guys know this. It's very important to me. And I know that a lot of the time people are saying, oh yeah, my resolution this year is to complain less. Mm-hmm. My resolution was to complain more, okay? Because I want to get out of my system. I don't want to walk around with that baggage, okay? So I like to start my show with a complaint of the day, okay?
Yeah.
I have got a lot of complaints, okay?
Okay?
I've got a lot. But I've managed to narrow it down to just one for today, okay? And my complaint of the day is very simple, is this. I am tired. Yeah. No, I'm really tired, yeah, of fake promises, okay? I will be living my life, minding my business, okay? Focusing on my mental health, focusing on my peace, Someone will come along and be like, oh, I'm going to do this for you. We're going to go here. We're going to do that, right? And one thing about me, when you tell me something, I lock in.
I believe you.
I listen and I believe you. And in my head, I'm imagining what we're going to do. So you're telling me that we're going to go to a concert. I'm seeing myself going, woo, I'm excited. And I'm like, yeah, the sound. Do you get it?
That's what she's doing.
That's what I'm imagining, right? And then days go by, yeah? And you're not talking about this thing that we discussed. Do you get it? And now I'm having to do up, do you remember the time? To remind you of the time that you said that we were going to do something. And now I look like a beggar.
That's the height of disrespect to me. Because I didn't ask you
to
come over here. and tell me we were going to do something, but you decided to come over here and tell me we were going to do something and then not do it.
That's, and now I'm disappointed.
That's crazy.
Now I look like a beggar because I'm having to be like, oh, do you remember? Are we still got? Are we still on four?
How dare you? If you make me ask, are we still on four or are we still going to? Yeah, let's scrap now. You might as well
do
fight.
Get it? Yeah, because you obviously hate me. And that's what is actually given. And that is my complaint of the day. I want people, to leave me the fuck alone. Yeah. If you're not going to give me what you're saying you're going to give me, leave me alone. I'm actually okay. I've got my own imaginations. I don't need you to add to my imagination. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I live in my own delusion.
Do you get it? I have my own delusion. And now you're bringing extra delusion. That's giving me extra storylines that I did not need. I don't like it.
I think that's wild.
Yeah. So that is my complaint of the day.
Okay. That was a lot. You got that out.
Yeah. I got that off my system.
That was really good though.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I feel better now.
You should.
What's your complaint of the day?
Do you know what? I've been juggling between like three, right? And I'm not going to go with the obvious one because I know it's what's expected from me. The one I'm going to go with are employees that watch to see if you're scanning the bags at like supermarkets. Because let me ask you a question. Are you getting paid more? Are they adding that 20 pence onto your paycheck? Because if the answer's no, then why are you standing? It will make me lose it. Yeah. I will stand there and I'll watch you, watching me.
Yeah.
Because why are you actually, what's your problem? In this cozy lives and I can't take a bag. I'm not going to pay regardless. You can stare, but you can watch me still. That's where we've gotten to here.
It's Tina.
I think it's outrageous.
Yeah, it's like, let it go.
It's let 20 it go. Pence. Yeah. This used to be free.
It used to be free. And it used to be 5p.
When did
it increase?
And do you know what? They didn't even announce the
No
increase.
Announcement. You just get there one day and suddenly it's 20p. And I'm thinking,
Marks and Spencer's is 40p.
Yeah, it's 40p.
40 pence.
Yeah, because they said the bag is stronger. They said it's rain resistant.
Lies. Rain resistant.
Yeah.
Who asked for a rain resistant
No
bag?
One asked for that.
No one actually asked for that.
Although, I will say, there was a time it was raining. And I was surprised that the bag didn't rip.
But
later on, I realized it was rain resistant.
The easy plastic, but the little plastic bags
they didn't
are
drop.
Already they're already rain resistant.
Yeah, why did they change it to paper in the first place? Oh, environment.
Man, listen. I'm so sick and tired of them trying to make us feel like we're the ones killing the planet.
Yeah.
Like it's not the big factories. Like it's not the meat industry. Mm. Like it's not the fishing industry. Mm. All these big companies. But I have to drink my drink for a paper straw that's going to disintegrate.
Yeah.
Do you know how embarrassing that is to be swallowing paper outside?
Drinking a milkshake is tough. It's tough. It's embarrassing.
Do you know how strong my jaw is? Pause. Yeah, because it's a lot. It's too much. It's way too much.
No, I hear it. Yeah. That was your complaint. That complaint, it came with layers, actually.
It was a lot.
Yeah. I liked it, actually, because it's like, just when we thought it was done, it's like...
There was more.
Yeah. And it was valid, actually. What you've said about the bag thing, I think it's quite crucial, because when they are staring at me, you now make me feel like I should steal it. Do you know what I mean? It feels like you're testing me.
I'm going to give you what you want.
Yeah. But I'm too scared. But, you know, when I feel them watching, I'm like, you know what? Let me just pay this. You're like, no.
Absolutely not. Because there's this, the one Marks, I'm going to call you out. Marks and Spencer's in Streatham, yeah? Marks and Spencer's in Streatham. I went to the Marks and Spencer's and Auntie was standing there staring at me. And I looked at her and I said, Auntie, how dare you? You should be helping me. And she said, I went to put my stuff in the bag. She said, are you going to pay for that? I said, Auntie, I can't believe it. So you're on their team? I said, I was gobsmacked. Wow. I said, how dare you? How actually dare you?
I love that saying though, how dare you?
How very dare you?
It just brings it together. Yeah, like how dare you?
And you have to put the emphasis on the D.
Dare you?
That's crazy.
I love that. I want to start using that like more in everyday conversations.
Just in a
Just like, you know, oh Rita man, why were you so late? How dare you?
how dare you question my whereabouts?
I'm here.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
Are you a late babe though?
You know.
There we go. Yeah.
It's something that I've been working on. you know. But you know what my thing is, yeah? I think that the reason why I'm late, yeah, is because people keep saying I'm going to be late and they're speaking negativity over
You're
my life.
You're manifesting it into my life.
Yes, yeah. I had to correct one of my friends actually recently because, you know, she was like, oh, yeah, because we all know you're going to be late. I said, stop. Wow. Stop. Stop right there, okay? Because what we're not going to do is have you speak over my life about what I'm going to be or who I'm going to be because I know who I am.
Period.
Okay? And me, I'm speaking over my life and I'm saying that I'm going to be someone that is on time. I'm going to be the type of person that they're going to be like, oh, we all know Rita's going to be there. Let's hurry up. Rita's going to be there. That's who I'm trying to be. But every time I'm trying to speak that over my life, yeah, your energy might be stronger than mine. So now we're talking about meeting up on Friday and you're already saying I'm going to be late. You're already speaking over my life. You get it? I was like, let people change. You know what I'm saying? We're in a world where like, just be, okay, fine. Been late a few times. Who hasn't? It's
okay.
Not a crime.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
You got me.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like everyone has been late a couple of times. How dare you attach that to my name though?
Now I want to change.
Do you know what I mean?
And you're not letting me change.
Just a little bit of lateness every now and then.
A little bit of lateness. And suddenly, that's my name.
Oh, I think that's crazy.
I think that's crazy.
It's bad.
So, you know, don't let people speak over your life.
Never.
Yeah, and that's the word. Don't let people speak over your life. But guys, we've got some community complaints as well, so I'm going to read them out. Guys, don't forget to send me some more because I feel like I'm running a bit low. So.
Oh, get it up. Subscribe. Keep sending it. Subscribe and send me the complaints.
So, okay. My complaint of the day is people you haven't spoken to in a while dragging out pleasantries when they need a favor. They simply start a text with, hi, and await your reply. I would prefer they say what they need from me and keep it moving. I agree.
I have been literally having the same issue. I hate it, man.
Yeah,
don't make little idle chat with me
to pretend
that we're
cool.
Buddy, and then try, by the way. Why did you not just, because I know it's coming. I always know it's coming. Depending on the person, I'm like, 2-3 messages in, I know you're going to say something.
It's always
like something like, sis, or like, long time, family.
Oh, God. And it's like, please.
Doug.
Tell me what you want.
Please.
Immediately.
Right now.
Yeah.
So I can say no.
Exactly.
Because I think it's completely different if it's someone that you're talking to on a regular basis and like they are actually checking up on you.
Yeah.
But if I know that I only hear from you every 3 months.
And then suddenly I just see, hi. Which I hate, by the way. I actually hate when people do the hi.
Just say hi.
And they just wait. Like, how do I respond to that? Hi. Hey. Like.
Because now you're waiting for me to
push
the convo.
Yeah. Just say this full thing. Hey, how you doing? Sorry, this is super random. Mm-hmm. But blah, 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 blah. I need this. At least I know.
Don't leave me sitting here in suspense.
Yeah. That is a valid complaint.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Valid.
Sensational.
Second complaint is this. It's very short and precise, but I hear it. They've said, what is up with men constantly ghosting me? Or is dating just the pits?
I'm going to keep it 100. Mm. Dating right now is in hell. Mm. With Satan, side by side. I don't know what is going on. It's treacherous, man.
Yeah.
There's like, and it's not even just the odd person. Everyone that I speak to that's dating right now, they're like,
scary.
I actually feel like I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ghosting thing isn't cool with me though. I think it's really,
I hate it. Yeah, I think it's terrible.
I think it's disrespectful.
Oh, on the biggest, it's like the highest level of disrespect.
It's just like, use your words.
Yeah, it's childish as well. Use your words.
I'm not going to say, I don't think I've ghosted before. I don't think I have. I'm assuming ghosting in the sense of we've been talking and then you've just decided to...
Yeah, exactly. You just stop talking. One day I'm texting you, we're doing the good morning thing and then suddenly the morning, there's no good anymore.
Do you know when it's bad? I saw I don't know if it was like, it was one of them Reddit things. Mm-hmm. And this woman, she was married to this man. Like they were together for years. And then he just went to work and blocked her on everything. And I said, damn, God. I said, what?
No.
I said, because imagine There's not a, I promise you, there's not a jail cell in this world, in this no. lifetime that could hold me back from the damage I'm going to put in your life.
Yeah,
it's marriage.
Yeah.
My husband.
Yeah, that's mad.
Do you know how mad that is?
No.
That you is and your insane. Family are collecting beatings.
Yeah, it's actually mad. Like, I don't believe in juju, right? It's not something I would encourage people to do. But I feel like that could push me. I would try, like, you know, I would try to pray a thing first. You know what I'm saying? I'll try that.
So I'm going to ask him up there.
Like, I'll try it. I'll try it. But the thing about the prayer thing, like, you know when people are like, oh, I'm going to let God deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My issue with that is this. I do believe that let God deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But God is gracious.
Amen.
Do you get? And my issue is, yeah, what if they ask for forgiveness before they get dealt with?
That's...
And now they've gotten away with it. Do you get it? Like, honestly, when you really, really deep it, you know what I'm saying? Like, this imagine someone's one. A wicked person, yeah? Then they have some sort of encounter. You know what I'm saying? They encounter the Lord, they encounter something, yeah? And they now become a good person. That now means, right, that the badness that they did to me,
it's not coming back around.
God's wiped it.
Oh.
He's cleared the thing, right? But he didn't clear it with me. Do you get it? He didn't clear it with me, but he cleared it. He didn't ask me. And it's not cool because I said, all right, cool, I'm leaving this in your hands. Do you get it? I said, I'm leaving this in your hands. And now God's been like, you know what? Actually, they've apologized.
He said sorry.
But he didn't apologize to me.
Oh.
Do you get it? They didn't apologize to me.
See, this is the thing, right?
And that's the issue, actually.
I believe wholeheartedly in letting God deal with people.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to give him a little help. Just a little bit. Sometimes you have to give him a little nudge.
A little nudge.
Do you know what I mean? So I'll do something, but I'll leave the rest to God. Because that way, if God...
You've done your part.
Exactly. And if God has now forgiven you and your slate has been wiped clean, I can now move on and forgive myself.
Because you've done a little bit.
I've done a little bit, but not a lot. You see? That is the way. You have to be smart, man. You can't go all the way in.
Yeah, that's where I think I've been missing it.
Yeah, you can't just smash windows. You got to do something small.
Yeah, yeah. I just let it go, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. Yeah. I'd be let. But this particular situation, though,
yeah,
that ghosting of, that is, because you know what? That is the biggest level of trust.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
When you're married, I feel like at this point you should just feel safe. You're like, wow, I've gone through the trenches and I made it on the other side. We're good.
That's my person.
That's my person. We are good. And then to wake up one day, and it'll take a while for that to marinate, because first of all, I'm delusional. So really, my first thought is he got kidnapped. I'm like, where is he? I'm worried. I'm sick with worry. Like, the family is around me. They're comforting me. Because I'm like, where is he?
Like, but that's the only... And you know, when there was a point where I realized maybe I am delusional, because to me, if I don't get a response from you within the 24 hours of our conversation, I'm like, he has to be dead.
Yeah, it has to be.
He must be dead.
Yeah.
What am I going to tell his mum?
Yeah.
What am I going to tell his friends? Because I might have been the last person to see him alive.
And now you're a suspect.
And now I'm a suspect. Yeah, and now I've got to go and talk to the police.
Yeah.
Tell him what the last thing we was doing was.
Yeah.
And now maybe I'm now suspect number one.
Yeah.
So now when you try to come to me the next day.
And tell,
you good? No, because I've just had a whole murder investigation in my mind.
Yeah.
The last night, how dare you?
Yeah.
No.
This is just reminding me, though, of a story.
Oh, go.
Yeah, no, not even for me, my cousin.
Oh, what happened?
I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this, but it's too late. I'm on the train.
Yeah,
I'm on the train now. So my cousin was married maybe 2-3 years. I'm not too sure. And basically, one day, her husband used to go into... So basically, they live in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a place called Ibadan and then Lagos. Ibadan's like, not a village, but it's just smaller than Lagos. Lagos is like where everything's going on, where everything's happening. So he would work there during the week and then he'll come home on the weekend, right? One day, he went to Lagos. You know, it's been about 5 years. This man did not come back. Yeah. And what they said is that actually... that perhaps he's been kidnapped. And what they say is that sometimes they kidnap people in Lagos and stuff and they use them for rituals and things like that. But actually, he has not returned. I mean, my cousin's fine. You know, she married again, you know, and she's moved on. You know what I'm saying? But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, because we don't know. We never haven't heard from him since. It's like, is he dead? Is he living a whole new life? We don't know. And it's been about 5 years. Yeah. That was her first love, her first marriage. And he just has not returned. We don't know where he is, what's happened with him. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, did he ghost her? Is he in Lagos living his best life or is he dead? Yeah. That's a real family thing that happened, actually.
That's... What?
So maybe I'm not delusional because these things happen.
No, because what if he is dead? What's killing me is like, how long did it take for your cousin to be like, oh, he's not coming back?
Yeah, I think it was like after like a couple of days. I remember it actually being quite a thing. Like, I'm not like, you know, I live here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So for me, when my mom was telling me, I was just a bit like,
that's mad.
It's a bit strange. But she was like, yeah, it happens. You know, sometimes they get kidnapped when they get on the bus.
Sometimes they get kidnapped.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really sorry, cousin, if you hear this and you're not happy that I shared this. But I mean, because we're talking about ghosting, I was like, yeah. That really happened to her. Yeah.
Because,
and it's just nuts because you wake up every day and you're just kind of like, is he going to come back today? Because there's no closure.
Yeah, like what? But my first instinct is he has a wife and kids.
But see, when I say things like that, I'm the bad guy.
No, because...
Because what if he's dead? That, I mean, it's just awful, right?
It's a lot. There's a lot of possibilities, though. But I feel like the most... I mean, I don't know how often the kidnappings happen.
Yeah, but I feel like the most... I mean, I think she's fine because she got married again, so...
That's what's killing me, though. She was like, all right. She said, say no more. She said, I'm going to give you a couple months to get your shit back together. And then we're moving on. Because what do you mean?
And you know, it makes me think, like, what strength, actually? Because, see, when I'm even in a situation,
yeah,
and me and him stop talking, it takes a while for me to get over that. But not for my cousin. She said, look, this man has not come back.
Marriage is...
What can I do?
I just...
What can I do? I'm the one that's here.
I need that kind of...
We need to just move on. That's actually, I mean, that strength, really.
That's unbelievable, though.
You know what? In a weird way, I feel quite inspired by her.
I think you should, though.
Yeah, it just hit me, actually, the inspiration. I'm just like, actually.
If he doesn't come back, we could just get another one.
That's it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But now I'm worried that one day he's going to come back.
Man, I don't wish it on my enemy, man. Oh, what happened to my cousin? I mean, these things just...
But when people say I don't wish it on my worst enemy, I do. Okay. Sometimes, you know, just a little, not all the time.
Yeah, it feels like you're strict when it comes to these things. Like,
hey, you know...
Once the enemy, enemy forever, kind of vibe.
It's not even that. It's more like once you do, because I don't really have enemies like that. But once you do something, I don't care for you. You don't even exist in my mind. It's just a whatever. So
you're done.
Like, yeah. Like if I hear your name, I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to hear. I don't care.
Damn.
Yeah, no, man.
You're strict.
It's not even strict. I just feel like when people show you who they are, believe them. Do you know what I mean?
And that is it. When they show you who they are,
you have to
believe.
You have to
open your eyes.
You have to
see. No, you're right. Period. It's true. I need to be more like that.
Take me for idiot once, shame on me. Take me for idiot twice, shame on whoever was shame.
Wait.
Before, I think
you switched it around. Shame on you.
Shame. Hey, everyone feels shame. that's the moral of the story. Is shame is somewhere in this scenario. That's what we need to focus on. So shame me more than once. It's
a wrap.
We're scrapping.
Nah, it's a wrap. No, I hear it. Wow, that was a great complaint. We really digressed. No, it's good.
We
did story times and then all sorts. But we got a community dilemma. I'm only gonna read one.
Okay.
Because it's quite sad. Oh. Kinda. But I've been here before. So community dilemma is this. This guy I liked and was in a really good talking stage with just stopped responding one day. I'm trying to get his attention, but I feel ridiculous. I'm quitting on him. How do I get out of it completely? Because if I see a picture of him right now, I'm back to crushing. Look, it's tough.
It's hard.
It's tough. Because I get it. Do you know what I mean? I get it. Like, you want to have that strength to... just move on, yeah? And just crack on and get on with it. Do you get what I'm saying? But you know what? You have to like yourself more than you like the person.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you have
to do. Like, you really have to put your foot down. And even if he looks lame,
It's not worth it.
You have to delete the crush because it's not worth it. Because where did he go? It's a ghosting thing again. It's a repetition.
My thing is, right, if a guy stops talking to you, if you are now the first to reach out to him, he knows that
he's got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to continue to take the piss.
Yeah.
So you really have to, as much as it's like, oh, he's nice though, or like, it doesn't matter. You have to.
I hate that. Because I'd be tempted to be the mature one. That's, you know what? That's what, this is, I think, yeah, that's the thing that's been getting me in my life. I'm always like, maybe something's wrong. Let me be mature. Let me not play this game of like, you stop talking to me, so I stop talking to you. But genuinely, I do think you have to get to a stage in your life where you're like, I like me more than I like you.
Absolutely.
And I don't need to do this to prove I'm more mature. Clearly, you're mad. I'm not going to match your madness.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move on.
And you don't have to, it's not every day. Like, I'm tired of being the bigger person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's actually not every day.
It's not every day.
I'm 5'8". Let me be the little babe. Let me be the tiny babe that I want to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not every day. Why must I now be the one to see if you're okay? See if your mental health is okay when you're not doing that for me. I beg.
You know what? Leave it at that. So, girl, whether he is laying or not, my thing is, don't look at his pictures.
Don't do it.
That's my advice.
You will slip.
Yeah,
listen.
Mute his stories. Like, if you want to just do a little soft block, like, mute his stories, all of that stuff, and keep it moving.
Many a man has fallen.
Do you know what I mean?
Just from going for an Insta pic and being like...
But do you know what? He got a link.
Let me just see what he's doing.
Phoebe's all right.
Let's see if his mental health is in check.
Yeah.
Don't
let me check
it.
In on them. Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. You got to keep moving. You've got a very smooth voice.
Oh, thank you.
Like, it's very, like...
Oh.
Like, it's just so, like, you know?
Oh, thank you.
Like, smooth. How you talk like that?
How do I talk like that? I don't know. It's just my...
It's just so, like, oh.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Have you been told that before? Like if you're, like, on the phone, the people are like, oh, you've got a nice voice.
Yeah, but that's just when then. Do you know what I mean? There's just, I don't listen to what men have said. I get told a lot that, like... I have a voice for radio.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You do have a great voice for radio. I can't
lie.
Thank you,
man. So do you, man.
Yeah, I can't lie, man. Thank you. You know, a little like, yeah. Yeah, I like to like dig into it. Like, hey. How you doing?
Hey,
man. Hi. Yeah, I'm just chilling, you know.
Just exhaling for no reason.
Hey.
You're not tired at all. That's so funny.
I'm going to do some flash questions, but like, okay. We're warmed up, man. We've been talking. We're warmed up, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I like to do actually is I like to get to know people, but I don't do it with music. A lot of people are like, oh, what's your favorite album? And they get to know people via that way. I'm a TV girl.
Okay.
So I like to get to know people based on like the TV shows that they watch. So what are your top 5 TV shows?
Okay. My Wife and Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones, New Girl.
Yeah,
I am a New Girl stan.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I do really like Modern Family, but is it mine? I gotta put something else black in there, man. It's looking real.
It's okay. It's okay. You follow your heart, man. It's all right.
No, This Is Us. There we go. Of all time, I think.
Wow,
crazy!
You've got good taste.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like See, that's you know funny stuff.
Oh, I know a funny thing when I
because
watch
it's
it.
Rare that I hear people put New Girl in their top 5. It's so good.
New Girl is so one of the funniest things that have ever been made. Schmidt, yeah. I think he's me.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I love
him. He is such a great TV character. Oh, like
he said, "Are you the youths?" From the statistics? What? He's funny, man.
And he gets so panicked about things, like, for no reason. And I love him and Nick, his relationship with Nick, and, like, how he's just so clingy. He takes it so personally. And I feel like that is my true form. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
My true form is, like, really just, like, I think I am clingy. I've tried to fight it for so long, but I'm a clingy friend.
I hate the fact that so many people will feel like they have to not be too clingy or not be too emotional. Like, even when you start talking to someone for the first time, it's like you want to act like you don't care too much.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm a lover girl.
I care.
I'm clingy. I'm somewhat protective.
Yeah.
Allow me to be that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of the games, man.
Yeah, it's too much. I'm over it.
It's actually boring.
I'm over it. So everyone should be more like him.
Absolutely.
Actually.
Be more like Schmidt.
Yeah, because he knows. And Modern Family is actually very funny. I'm surprised you put Modern Family instead of The Office or Curb.
Do you know what?
You've watched Curb?
I haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You haven't watched it?
I haven't watched it, you know. I know, I keep getting told. It's just, there's too many things for me to keep up with.
Yeah.
And Modern Family, I was watching during lockdown.
Okay, fair.
So I just banged it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really good. I just didn't watch the final season. It started to get Modern less Family? Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the middle and even like towards the end, solid.
Solid, so solid. Yeah. But the last season, I was like, let me not ruin it for myself.
It was good. I just didn't like the direction that they took, like with Hayley.
Yeah, it was just getting a bit boring. Yeah. I was just a bit like, I'm not really into this anymore.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
Yeah, these are good TV show.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm into it.
Thank you very much.
You're on the bus.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, you're on the bus. A kid is staring at you, staring you down, right? Being rude. But every time the parent looks over, right, the kid pretends that they're being a good person. And then, again, the kid now starts staring at you, right? Staring at you, being mean, being rude. You trying to fight the kid or are you strong enough to ignore?
No, I'm not. I'm not the bigger person. We even just said that. I'm not. Absolutely. Let's scrap. Because that's the first thing. You see how at the beginning I told you there was a couple things I wanted to complain about.
Yeah.
The second thing on that list was kids staring at me in public. Because I understand, yeah, but don't do it. Because kids stare at you in this way where it's like, you don't know what they're thinking. And it makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because they could be thinking this is the ugliest person I've ever seen. They could just be trying to stare you down for bants because they like to do weird stuff.
Yeah.
It could actually be beef and I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they find me in 10 years time and then try punch me up because they asserted the beef from this day. And they said, when I'm old enough, I'm going to bang her. So you see, you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared.
What?
You don't know. You've always got to stay 10 steps ahead of the enemy.
Bro, I actually do kind of hear it though.
See,
kids, I'm too sensitive for them.
Mm-mm.
Because I want to be the bigger person, right? But it feels like you're trying to beef me. And you have to ask yourself though, why are you trying to beef a three-year-old? You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I'll be the type. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're staring at me. And now, when kids stare at me, I stare back hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I stare back hard. But if the parent looks at me, I smile. Do you get it?
Oh.
Yeah. I smile or I like...
When she turns
around. Do you know what I mean? I just stare them down and I just look at them.
You just got to scare them, man.
Yeah, I'm like, don't look at me like this. Why are you looking at me like this?
I just feel like, because do you know what it is? I don't remember being a dickhead as a child. I don't recall.
You probably were a dickhead.
No, I don't think so.
It's giving you a dickhead.
I don't think so, you know. I recall, because my mum was mad strict. So as a child, I was genuinely just quite well behaved.
Yeah.
Because I knew that if I acted up,
I
was going to get slapped up.
Yeah.
So I never acted up. So you lot aren't... You lot aren't strict enough. I understand that everyone's trying to do up soft parenting, but we need a balance.
Yeah.
Because this is why your child is calling you the C word in Tesco and slapping you up and staring at strangers on a bus.
Yeah.
Because they don't and have any consequences. Trouble.
We love kids. Do you know what I mean?
Well. No, we do. Babies.
I love babies.
Up until the age of like 3.
That's so cute. That's so cute. And then after that...
I've always thought about that. I thought like after the age of 3, what am I going to do with my child?
I actually prefer them after the age of 3. Because they have a little personality.
Yeah, too much.
And I'm like, you're like, no, cool down.
Yeah, because that's when they start like...
Have an attitude. Yeah.
Even my nephew now, like, he's so rude. Like if I be like, you love auntie?
No. That would hurt me.
He hits me with pillows. He'll fix it by the end of the day.
They're so
but he
strong.
Hurts my feelings. He's strong.
Yeah, what is it with kids with their super strength?
Because he's at that age because he's free in it. And you see how toddlers are always just doing shit. Like they're always just moving their bodies. I feel like they've got this extra strength from like, I feel like he's doing push-ups when no one's watching. Because I don't know where they get this energy from. So yeah.
Proper strength.
Toddlers are scary people, man.
They're very scary, man. They're very scary.
Terrifying.
You get a text saying that the world's about to end. What's your day looking like?
I'm going to do some kind of drug. Because you know what? I've told myself, if I ever do heroin, it will be when I'm like 95.
Okay, a few questions.
Go ahead.
So, okay, Why 95 and why heroin?
Because have you ever thought to yourself, but what is in that to make people risk their lives like that? Because heroin is the final boss.
Yeah. It's the final. It's you know, when you get to there, you're
there's
like,
no going back.
Yeah.
So I've always thought like,
you want to know.
There's a part of me that's like, what is it? But like, I don't want to know enough for me to ruin my life. So I might as well try it at the end of my life. Where it's like,
so you're thinking 95.
95, man.
You're like, you know what? Give it to me.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
And now, God forbid, something happens and it's like, oh, heroin.
But they won't, they'll just say old age. I mean, no one needs to know it was heroin, man.
So your day is looking like you're going to try a bit of that?
I don't know if it's going to be specifically heroin but if the world, I feel like I would, there would have to be a big link up with like family, friends, play some games.
Oh, that's nice. A little games night.
Yeah. Say a prayer. Someone make a little rum punch. And hey.
Lie down. Let it happen.
Yeah. If there's drugs, there's drugs. It's the last day.
But it's not, yeah, it's not, not like, you know,
there's no, I just feel like if it's your last day on earth, you're just like, you're just going to try and do everything. I don't know.
What am I doing on my last day of earth?
What are you?
I just think I'll be so riddled with anxiety that I might just sit and do nothing.
No, imagine. There's a meteorite coming and you're just like.
I'm just like, it's coming, you know? Or maybe like, I think I'll like confess my love.
Okay.
To any and everyone. Do you know what I mean? Let them know how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll try and sneak in moments that I haven't had yet. You know what I'm saying? If there's a guy that I like and we ain't lips, let's lips today.
Yeah, let's get everything done today.
Let's get it done today. Do you know what I mean? Spend time with family and friends and stuff. But now I'm just like, I've seen you, man, already for time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to wrap it up with people.
I know you, man.
You know what I'm saying? I know you guys. You know what I'm saying? If I have an enemy, I'll squash the beef.
Oh, you're better than me.
Yeah, I'll squash it. I don't want no problems. I'll squash it.
The meteor could crash right here now and you're across the road and I'm still not saying nothing.
I'll be like, no, let me squash it. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to, you know, I want to go to a good place. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so amen. Let me squash it all. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really know. I don't know if I'll be able to eat. Because I'll be nervous.
I'd eat you'd have to.
So maybe eat something. And then maybe just get, and maybe just pray a lot. But amen. Then I might also drink.
That was the confliction I was feeling when I said pray and then make a little rum punch.
But I think I might have to.
On the last day, I feel I might run into a wall as well. But I'll explain. Because basically, I don't want to see the world end. I'd rather knock myself unconscious and then
It's a little bit aggressive.
Aggressive?
We know the story about my granddad.
That killed me, by the way.
Yeah.
It's
a bit aggressive. There's other ways.
Because I've always told myself, like, even if I was in a boat and it was going down, I'm knocking my head against the wall.
Do you know why you'd be pissed though? Because if you try and run into the wall, right?
Yeah.
And you hit your head,
yeah.
Right? And you're thinking that's going to knock you out.
Oh, what if it just hurts me?
It just hurts you and you have a mad headache for no reason.
And now I can't even go anywhere. I don't know why that's always been I'll just run into the wall.
No.
Because I'm just...
I'm too much of a wuss. Like, I'll run and I'll be like, you know what? No, we're not doing that.
You want to watch it?
No, I don't want to watch it. I think I'll just like... Yeah, I don't want to watch it. I need to find a way. We both look like we're really thinking about this.
I'm actually really thinking, like, what would I do on my last day? Like,
yeah, it's mad deep. I don't know.
That's serious, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to see it, though. And actually, I don't want to know if it's the last day.
I would not. A part of me...
A part of me does and a part of me doesn't.
I would, because what if that's the day I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. I wouldn't want to waste that day.
The whole day in bed.
Crazy. I could have gone gym. I could have said an extra prayer. Now? I want to go to heaven feeling good.
Fair.
You know?
Fair.
You know?
Fair point.
I just feel like you should just try and get everything done that you can do. I don't know. I might slap a traffic warden. I might run a red light.
You said slap a traffic warden.
Just last day, man.
You're like, let me just deal with everybody.
What are you going to do? Give me a fine? Like, come on, man.
It's true.
I don't know. Everyone's
You know, I thought about the question, but I've just deeped. It's quite a deep one.
No,
that's actually deep. So you're a comedian.
Yes.
Do you ever get that thing where like people come up to you and they're like, make me laugh?
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time. It's and they laugh when they say it as well because they think it's funny.
And it's like you're like, no, this is not funny.
Because never in my life have I ever gone up to someone that sings and been like, sing me a song.
But they do it all the time though.
Like
if someone says they're a singer, it's like, oh, sing me something.
And they're gonna be like,
and you're just and it's awkward. I think it's awkward when people like force sing for you. Because what if I don't like it?
What if now I have to hide the fact that you were a bit flat?
Yeah, and I'm like, actually, you can't really sing, especially if like they're like coming to you and they're like, you know, I'm really having problems, like I feel like my career's not really kicking off, you know, it's not doing what it needs to do, da, 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 da. And then you're like, oh, that's a shame, don't sing for me, man, what do you mean? Then they sing and you're like,
is this a particular situation?
You're like,
no, she said, especially when they come up to you and say that their like, career's failing and they want to, this like, sounds mad specific.
But it's just like,
it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
I think I get it. I get why.
You can't tell them that.
You can't, you can never tell them why.
You just have to be like,
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah, like, okay, yeah, you go
no,
there.
Don't sing back, no.
Go along with the melody, like, yeah.
Oh,
I get, right, I get the vibe. Like, I just feel like every time I see comedians, I'm like, this looks really tough. Do you know what I mean? But like, people have told me before that I can, you know.
I think so.
That I've got it in me, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I know you've got shows coming up and stuff.
Yeah, man.
When you're looking for like openers,
yeah,
what are the kind of things that you look for?
That you're funny. You got a cheeky little couple minutes of jokes.
So how long does it have to be? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah, but if it's like your first time, I wouldn't tell you to do 5 minutes. I'd
say
you could do a solid like 3.
Really?
And I would just, yeah, absolutely. Because my thing is also that I really want to start getting people that don't do stand-up into just trying it. Just fuck it. Let me try it and see what kind of happens.
So what's the formula? Maybe I can come up with something.
It's important to establish the energy when you walk onto the stage. So like, for example, if you walk on timid, the audience fall back because they know that you're shy. So it kind of gives them a bit of a reason to be shy as well.
Oh.
So that's why it's come out with some energy.
Okay.
I say get a laugh within the first 30 seconds. If
okay.
You can.
Okay, I've got something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just like come on and like, I feel like if I was a comedian,
yeah,
I want some music.
Okay.
To just.
To come on to.
You know what I'm saying? To just come on to. Do you know what I mean? A little vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll just come on like, yeah, like, hello, everybody. Yeah, like, what's going on? Hey, guys. I have like a drink.
Not you saying hello twice.
Just hello, everybody. What's going on? Hi, guys.
This is not
going well. Okay, this is very serious. Wait,
no,
okay, let me see if I've got my, I think I've got some, let me see. Okay, so I'll come on stage. Mm. I'll be like, hello, everybody. Like, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? You happy to be here?
Mm.
I'm happy to be here.
Trust me.
Oh, you with your missus? Hey, missus. You with your child? Hey, child. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of have that kind of energy.
Cold.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that works.
And I just kind of stand there and I just look. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to establish that I'm the boss of this and I want to make it as awkward as possible. Do you know what I mean? And go for that. And then I'll just open up with some stuff, you know? Might go for something that's quite deep, like, oh, hey, guys, you know, last week I was in love. This week I'm not. Because he died. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Or I might, like, say, there's a few jokes that I really like. So I'll go for this one. I'm afraid of the calendar because his days are numbered.
That's an...
You know what I'm saying?
There's something in there.
You know what I'm saying? Because you get it.
Let me...
Calendar. Yeah.
Days.
Days.
Numbered. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that would be a really good way. I've got another one.
Go on.
Yeah? So imagine this, right? Singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera.
Sorry, do you know the way you said soap opera? She said, because it's a soap opera.
You get it?
Yeah, no,
soap
cold.
In your mouth?
And
opera.
Soap opera. Because that's perfect.
You think it's perfect?
I think it's perfect. What I will say... I wouldn't suggest the staring.
Okay, it's not, you don't think that's...
Because do you know what it is? Once you lose the audience, it's very hard to get them back.
Okay.
I think the staring would throw them off a little bit.
Okay, okay. They don't like surprises.
Hey, surprises, yeah.
Okay, okay.
But staring...
Okay, it's not the...
I wouldn't...
Okay.
And then I was in love, but now he's dead.
Yeah, yeah,
I would...
Well, dead to me, you know?
That's important to specify.
Okay.
You just said dead.
Oh, okay. Death is not a good way to open.
It's really weird because you can get away with saying some like wild stuff on stage, but you have to give the audience, it's almost like you have to let them get to know you so they know you're not mad.
Okay.
But you also have to give them, like show them that it's okay to laugh at certain things.
Okay.
Because sometimes people come out and just say mad stuff and everyone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
You have to like build up to it.
Okay, okay.
So I wouldn't say the first thing.
Okay. Okay, so there's lots to work on then.
No, not even a lot. Just don't stare at them.
Okay. Because the stare thing was going to be my thing. Oh, actually. That was just kind of, it's kind of frying me actually, this feedback.
Was it going to be like just a stare like this or was it going to be?
It was going to be like kind of.
Oh, shit, work it.
You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? But it's given, you don't really.
Because you'll feel it. Because in your mind, you're like, I'll just stare for 10 seconds.
Mm.
When you're on that stage, 10 seconds feels like a long time. 10 seconds of staring, you will stop.
Okay.
You'll just.
And then, it's good. It's good that we've had this session.
I think.
You know, I feel like there's a bit to work on. You know what I'm saying?
Just a little bit. But I absolutely think you should try. I'm being so serious.
Okay. I think I should try for real.
Absolutely. Do you want to try it at the next show?
No.
I think
your next show is on Thursday.
No, the next one. I wouldn't give you that short notice. April.
Okay.
End of April.
Oh, that's scary.
I think you should try. And I think you're likable anyway, so people will already be warming to you. And because it's your first time, people aren't gonna be like, get the fuck off stage.
Get out of here.
Fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
What the hell is this?
They're not gonna do that. I swear to God. They won't. I promise you. I feel like my audiences are quite lovely. They're quite nice.
I don't like that you even said it on this pod because now I don't want people messaging me like,
the camera's on.
Kyra said you should do it for her show. You should just.
You're going to have your supporters saying, what happened to that show? What happened with that show?
That's scary.
I just think you should do it. Throw yourself in the deep end. Do you know what I mean?
We'll put a pin in that. But since you mentioned about your audience getting to know you, that leads me on to like my question of who is Kyra? Like, who is she? What are the ingredients that make up who you are?
I would say that I'm an unserious babe. Feel like I'm obviously, I'll say I'm funny, but like, I feel like I've always been very personality driven. Like, I've always used my personality to get me out of stuff from school.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in trouble, I'll get out of it.
Yeah.
It's always been something that I've been able to do. Mm-hmm. I'm a creative babe. I'm a lover. Mm. Not like that, like as in I love my friends.
I'm a lover.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. Do you know what I mean? Friends and family are really important to me.
Mm.
I just feel like I'm just out here just trying to make people smile, man. That's literally it.
I love that, you know. Just want to make people smile. Do people make you smile?
Do you know what's so funny? My therapist said to me the other day, she was like, you spend so much time making other people smile, you don't do it for yourself. And I said, I said, you ate with that. She ate with that. She did.
How are you finding therapy?
I go every 3 months. That shit's expensive, man. But it's great. I feel like I'm learning a lot about myself that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
And it's very good to kind of have someone put your behaviors in your face.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I've been triggered a lot.
Yeah.
Learning that there's things that you can't always blame other people on. Some of it's behavior that you're allowing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, long day.
Yeah.
But it's helpful, man.
Absolutely helpful. Yeah, I recently just went back, actually.
How's that?
Yeah, so I was in therapy for like about a year. Mm-hmm. Then I felt like I was good. And then turned out I weren't so good, right? So I went back.
Yeah.
And then I thought I was really good again. Like last year, I was like, oh, budget. If you've got a budget, therapy is the first thing to go. Do you know what I mean? So I cut it out. And then I went back. So I had a session this week. And it was great. I was really excited to go as well because I was like, I need to talk to someone else about what is going on in my head and stuff like that. And it was really like really, really helpful. Do you know what I mean? I was just a bit annoyed. I have to pay someone to like get through this stuff that's going on. But it was really helpful. Do you know what I mean? To just like talk to someone and not feel judged and just get everything that's in your head and just say it out loud.
I think that's what it is, man. Because even like, no matter who, when it's like friends and family, as much as you're comfortable to speak to everyone, there's always, at least for me, there's always a part that I don't say, because I'm like, I'm going to sound nuts. I'm going to sound mad.
Yeah.
Let me not say everything. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's just a breath of fresh air to have someone that doesn't know you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just tell you, this is what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is how to fix it.
Yeah. Did you have like a moment? Like, what was the thing that like just made you say, I'm going to therapy?
I just had a lot of anger in me, man. Mm. I had a lot of like resentment towards certain people. And I found one thing, it's a grudge holder and it's bad. So I've definitely been trying to unlearn that.
Yeah.
Because grudges only hurt you.
This is
respectfully.
It.
Like,
yeah.
It really does not affect the other person as well at all. So I think I just had to learn that the resentment that I was kind of holding on to, I'm the only one that's suffering here.
Yeah.
And I had to learn how to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I was able to do that is kind of just speaking about where that it's stuff was coming from.
Yeah.
Why it felt so strong and why it just, I couldn't shake it. I couldn't move it. But I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there.
I love that for you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, because it's not easy, man.
It's really difficult.
Yeah, it's really, really difficult. And to like be able to like let things go is hard.
It's hard.
It's just not easy at all. Like, I find it difficult as well to just, you know, I let things go, but it's just the residue kind
there's
of
something
stays.
There. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm a forgive but not forget kind of person.
Yeah.
I'll forgive you, but I'm never going to forget what you did, how you treated me, what you said.
Yeah.
Because now I know that I just can't let you in that space again.
Yeah.
So it's not even like I'm going to hate you forever. Mm-hmm. That's not the case.
But it's like, just like there's
I'll
something.
I'll never allow you back to this where you it, were.
Where you were before.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think that's a bad thing either.
Yeah, man, boundaries.
Yeah, I think that's important. Do you find that like, because you were saying like, you're like an unserious person, but do you find that like when you're trying to be serious, people still are not taking you seriously because you're always joking about and da da da. It's like you're cool.
I think it depends. It depends on the person because like my friends and my family know that I do have my moments where when I'm serious, you know I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because it's so different to when I'm being unserious.
Yeah.
So when I'm in that element, then it's a completely different story. But once again, I'm not someone that gets angry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an energy that I like to be in
for a
long period of time. So it's not a side of me that people necessarily see a lot.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, man. You won't see that unless you do something mad.
Yeah. And then it's like, and then you pushed me to be in that place.
If you get me to that point, you're not someone that I need in my life.
Yeah.
I just don't really get to that point.
Yeah, I'm quite similar actually. I don't get like angry, but then we spoke about that in therapy at one point, like early on. Yeah, because she was like, I have like such a negative like relationship with anger because for me, I feel like when I get really angry, it means that it's the end.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And every time I've gotten really angry, it's like the end of a friendship, it's the end of a relationship, it's the end of something. So whenever I feel those feelings come in, I get really scared about it and I don't fully embrace it because I don't want to like lose a friend or da 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 da. And then she was like, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being angry. Like, she was like, your anger is an indication of your boundaries. And I was like, oh. You know what I'm saying? Because when you feel that, it means that someone's now, like, crossed a line with you.
Yeah.
So that's why you're feeling how you're feeling. But when you ignore that, you're literally allowing that person to be able to do that all the time. So now, when it comes to when I feel angry, I kind of embrace it a bit more because I don't think that anger is the issue. It's what you do when you're angry, right?
Yeah.
It's like maybe you say things that you shouldn't really say and da 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 da. But the actual emotion or feeling angry isn't bad, but it's an indication of, okay, you're going too far now. You know what I'm saying? You've reached your limit with me.
Yeah.
And when I started to see it like that, I stopped seeing anger as this this monster that's going to ruin my relationships. Because really, if you have good relationships with people, you should be able to tell them like when they've done something or when they've done something to upset you. But I used to feel really like worried about doing that because of this fear of like being abandoned or the breakup or whatever. So I just found myself, you know, not acknowledging my feelings.
Yeah.
And my therapist was like, you don't think you're important. Yeah. She literally was like, you don't think you're important. Because if you thought that you were important, then your feelings would be valid.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be you know, squashing down your feelings for the sake of someone else, because you know that your feelings are valid. So I get what you're saying. I get that you're going through stuff. I get that things are happening.
Yeah.
But you just said something to me I didn't like, or you did something that you didn't like, and now we have to talk about it because I'm also important in this. Do you know what I mean?
That's crazy. That's deep, man. Because my therapist said something similar to me, because I'm a people pleaser. Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Like, I would go out of my way to make myself uncomfortable just for the benefit of someone else.
Yeah.
The idea of someone being upset with me or being angry with me, it proper, like,
it
would ruin my day.
So
she was just like, you do not put yourself in the equation at all. Like, you put other people's feelings before your own, because you tell yourself that they're going to have this mad reaction if you do something.
Mm.
When in reality, if you actually said how you actually felt, their reaction would not be anywhere near as bad as what your mind has told you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's actually true, because I've been trying to push myself to, like, if I really don't want to do something, I'll say no. Whereas usually, if I don't want to do something, I'll still say yes. And I'll be like, yeah, that's cool. Whereas now, I'll be like, no, I can't, sorry. Mm. And they're calm. And I'm like, this whole time I've been working myself to the bone, trying to, like, make everyone happy.
It's so
bad, That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's actually mad deep, you know, because it's actually so true.
No,
like,
honestly,
you just spend so much time like, oh, I need to impress.
Yeah.
And do you know what? In the long run, it never helps. That's what I've learned, because I'm in my 30s now and I can, like, recall, like, all of the people, like, I was like, I need to impress. It never worked, because you're not being your authentic self. And every time I say yes to something that I actually wanted to say no to, I never do it well. Do you know what I mean? That's when I'm really late. You know, when,
yes,
like,
when
you,
you're 2 hours late.
I'm like 2 hours late, because even to get up, to get ready, I'm like forcing myself. Do you know what I mean? And actually, it would have been better if I just said no.
Yeah.
And then I rate those friends that I have, that they're just true to themselves. What? They don't give a heck. Oh, you're upset.
I don't want to go.
Oh, they're not going. They'll wake up. Oh, I don't like my hairstyle.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that the reason you're not coming? Yeah.
I love, like, I tell my friend, I've two of my friends specifically are so, like, well boundaried. They're so, if they don't want to do something, they're not doing it.
Mm.
If they don't feel like doing something, nah.
Yeah.
If I don't want to go, nah. No. I'm not in a social mood. Nah. I don't want to answer this phone call. Nah. And I'm just like, you lot inspire me so much, because there are times I really do not want to speak on the phone, but I know that this person is calling me because something's wrong, and I'm just like, I've got nothing left, but I'll give the rest of my battery to you. Wow. And I'm just like, that's bad. Like, I need to learn how to put myself first in certain situations. But it's just, to be that boundary is such a skill, man. It's so important.
That's so important.
You don't burn yourself out. So
for people.
With child. Because no one is burning themselves out for me. So why am I running my bones dry?
So that's why we're being asked, who is making us smile? Who is making us laugh? Do you know what I mean? Can you spend so much time, like, being the one in a group that's like, hee hee, ka 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 ka, and then it's like, who's doing it back?
Yeah.
Actually. Which I'm discovering. I'm really blessed, because now I feel like I'm really surrounded by people where it's like a really nice give and take, and like, it doesn't feel like it's just me.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I do remember it being in the phase of my life where it's like, ain't shit funny, actually.
Yeah, no, ain't nothing funny. Broke
people should never laugh.
No, honestly, I do feel like God has blessed me so much in terms of, like, the people that I have around me, because my friends are, sometimes you just look at your friends and you're like, God actually put you here to be in my life. Like, they're so, they really do help ground me. There are moments when I doubt myself so much, and they remind me who I am, and they're always there to kind of bring me back to
me
back to earth. So I'm ever so grateful for that. But, like, they're also teaching me that I need to be as boundaried as them.
Yeah.
Because I'm give. And it's just, it's important that you have people like that in your life. Like,
it's the key. It makes life 10 times better to have those kind of people in your life. Yeah. Oh God, I love it, man. I love it. I love the friendship, all the feels. I'm just like, I love my friend.
You know, I go through TikTok and I see people like, oh, my best friend slept with my man. And I'm like,
can't relate.
I could never, like, and I hate being one of those people that say I could never, but
no, legit.
I can't.
Yeah.
You lot hate your friends.
It's given not, this isn't real friendship.
At all.
Even when people make arguments about, like, if my friend's doing a birthday dinner. I saw someone tweet this recently. Oh, if my friend's doing a birthday dinner, is it okay for me to say no because I've been to that restaurant before?
Oh, I'm going to lose my mind. What do you mean?
Like, I'm just like, like, if your friend, someone that you actually like, is doing something for their birthday and you happen to be, you've been there before, why is this even a discussion?
Do you know how many times I've been to Nando's?
If my friend wants to go to Nando's, we're going to go to Nando's.
We're going to go to Nando's. What do you mean?
That's what you want to do for your birthday. That's what you want to do for your birthday. Like, who am I to, do you know what I mean? It just feels, it's just really sad because I do find that it's a lot of like the younger ones who have this really like warped idea of what friendship is.
Yeah.
And I look at them and I'm just like, guys, you're going to need your community the older that you get. And it's really sad, like how quick people are to like cut people off, never talk to them again, no grace. And it's like, you're going to end up by yourself.
They're
like
end up lonely.
You're going to end up lonely. And the thing is, when you're like young and stuff, like, oh, I'm still young. But when you're younger, you're just like, oh yeah, it's fine. I'm always going to meet someone new. I'm always going to do this. It always feels like there's alternatives. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And it's not to say that there isn't. But I just think that, like, we need to, like, value the people we have in our lives. Do you know what I mean? And unless they're wicked, and of course they're just crossing boundaries consistently and all that kind of stuff, that's different. But on, like, a day-to-day thing, like, what's wrong with you going to a birthday dinner?
That your friend is... I just think, do you know what it is with the younger, like, specifically the... Because I don't want to little man anyone.
But
even being 25 and seeing the differences in those that are, like, 18... 19.
Scary.
It's wild, and it's because they grew up in a time where people are telling them, if you do something I don't like, cut off. If you do this, I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain myself. Mm-hmm. I don't need to explain why I've ghosted this person.
Yeah.
I owe you nothing. And like, I'm just like, you lot, why do you, and everyone's confused as to why they don't have solid friendships or solid relationships. I'm just like, you man don't know how to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
You lot feel like everything's meant to be blessed all the time.
Yeah.
And that you're meant to be happy 24s.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't take any time to check on your friend. You don't know how your friend's doing. You have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm just, even the other day I was like, because whenever we have like Christmas or like Boxing Day or a birthday, a lot of the time it's the older people organizing it.
Yeah.
It's like the aunties, the grandmas.
Yeah.
I'm just like, who's going to do that? Listen. Who's going to do that in 20 years time when grandma's not around no more?
Yeah. It's scary.
We don't have that in our generation where people are like, we need to get the kids together. We need to. We don't have that.
It's so scary. That's why me and my friends have become really intentional about like meeting up. Like even like one of my friend groups. I'm in like multiple friend groups.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Which I actually do love. Like I'm just in multiple ones. But in one of my friendship groups, they were like, oh, Rita's the leader in terms of like getting us together. Because I started this thing where I'm like once a month.
Yeah.
We need to meet up. And now I've got that in a few of my friend groups, actually, because I'm just like, what? How busy can we be that we just can't get together at least at minimum once a month? And it doesn't have to be big. Like, it can just be, like, going to each other's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did that, like, just going to each other's houses, it kind of took the pressure off because I guess, like, people felt like, oh, we have to spend loads of money
and go
to big dinners and da-da-da-da. But it's really scary because even me and my friend the other day, we were like, who are the future pastors going to be? Like, because obviously I don't, like, go to church every Sunday and stuff like that. But, you know, like, I feel like growing up, I guess, especially for our parents, if, like, went to church and stuff like that, there was, like, a comfort of, like, you know, when a situation was going on, there would be, like, okay, let's go and see the pastor.
Yeah.
Let's, like, talk about this and they can pray for us and da-da-da. So sometimes I look around and I'm like, who are the future pastors going to be? Because we're cooked, actually.
We're finished.
We're actually cooked.
Tell the pastor we're going through problems and he's saying, that's none of my business, sorry.
I've got problems too.
I've got my own problems, actually.
Like, I'm like, it's a bit scary, actually.
No, I think it's terrifying, man.
It's a little scary.
Social media is just making it worse as well.
Yeah.
Because we're all, like, I feel like my age group are also the last ones that were playing outside before social media came into play.
Yeah.
So we're the last generation to experience.
Yeah. The ones after.
The ones after, they have... their social skills are they're really awkward in person. They don't know how to communicate with people that well. They find it really hard to make friendships. That's why so many people have friendships strictly online.
Yeah.
I'm just like, guys, like,
I don't even know if they're gonna have like dentists and stuff like that, because a lot of them want to be influencers. They want to, you know what I'm saying?
We're finished. We ain't got no lawyers, no plumbers.
Where are the lawyers?
No,
where are the plumbers? Because I don't really hear about young people talking about doing plumbing.
They're not, you know.
And plumbers make a lot of bread.
They make so much money.
They make so much money.
The handyman, period. Handymen? The plasterers, the construction workers. These men are making bread.
Bread. And they're never single, you know.
Then they've always got a missus.
They've always got a missus.
They've always got a missus that they hate, but they got a missus regardless.
Yeah? It's actually crazy.
They despise them. I used to work in a pub. I swear to you, I used to work in a pub, yeah. And certain men would be at work from 5 a.m. to like 5 p.m., then come to the pub and stay until it closes and then go home to their wife.
Wow.
Just so you, just because you know that you only have to be in bed for 3 hours.
They're like, 3 hours? That's enough max. For me.
Back off, Sheila. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to. That's what it is. They know when they go home, she's sleeping. They don't have to hear her voice.
That's crazy.
It's actually sad. But we have no handymen. Everyone's trying to get ready with me, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, TikTok dance. I don't know if that's what they're doing.
No, because I'm like, where did the moves come from? Where did the moves come from? But I hear it, though.
They're trying to make it more interesting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Scary times.
It's terrifying, man.
Wow. It's no really one's scary.
Oh, we're finished.
We're finished. Yeah. Just thinking about it. It's finished.
They're not even reading anymore.
They're barely reading. I mean, they're barely reading. I'm reading right now, though, to be fair. Yeah. What are you reading?
Oh, a list that I've been making my way through. The one I've just finished is Excuse Me Whilst I Ugly Cry.
Oh.
Which is fantastic. I had a list of like black authors.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love
they're
that.
They're all like romance novels as well. Mm-hmm. I've been in my romance bag, man.
Yeah.
So, Excuse Me While I Ugly Cry is amazing.
That sounds good.
Alone With You in the Ether is the one I'm reading right now. I don't think that's a black author. Okay. But that one, don't read that one unless you're ready to be focused. Because basically, the two characters, they're both like neurodivergent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's been written. It's very like, just quite sporadic and their thoughts are mad, like very chaotic. So you have to be focused to get through it. But it's a fantastic book, man. I've got a little list.
I'll send you the list if you
want.
You're in this reading bag. I'm currently reading Bell Hooks. Oh. It's all about love.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm having a good time. Yeah, so far, so good. Really, really good. I'm just like, okay, cool. Let's get into this. Let's get into this reading bag. When did you know that you wanted to be a comedian?
I knew. Sorry, I'm just writing the book down.
Oh, you're like, let me get this
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. Also, Honey and Spice, please read that.
I've heard that's really good. I know the author. Is it really good? Okay, say less.
I started doing comedy in uni.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved stand-up. I used to watch stand-up all the time with my mum, but it's never something that I thought I could do.
Mm-hmm.
It's never crossed my mind that I could be a comic. So
yeah.
I studied drama in uni, mm-hmm. and one of my modules was stand-up comedy.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so we started doing that, and my lecturer was just like, you need to do this.
Seriously. Yeah.
So I started doing it around campus, came back to London. That's when I met my first manager, and... Yeah, we've just been.
Because I feel like, so have you ever been on stage?
Mm.
So this is just for me personally, because I'm so curious. I'm like, I'm going to use this to understand for myself. Sorry, this is a real personal stuff.
But
I always wondered, right? You know, when you get on stage, mm-hmm. right? Because obviously I train as an actress. And like, yeah. So you know, like when you know when something's gonna be funny, like if you're doing like a monologue or something, you know the bits where people are supposed to like laugh, but it's always like a mix.
Mm-hmm.
But with stand up, the goal is to make people laugh. Have you ever been on stage and like you make a joke, and the joke don't really click?
Yep.
Like, how do you feel in that moment? Do you just want to like run off? And how do you keep going? Because I see comedians they just carry on, and I'm like, if that was me, I'm melting.
Yeah, it's happened many a time, man. Because sometimes you're not always playing to your audience. So sometimes there are jokes that you'll say. Sometimes I do jokes, and I'm like, these are my bangers.
Mm.
So I'm like, this isn't me. This is a you problem.
Yeah.
This is actually you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because this is a hit.
This never fails.
This is the first time
it's failed. You have to just keep it pushing, man. Sometimes you can make a little joke out of it.
Because
sometimes audiences like watching comics make fun of themselves. So if you make a little joke of it, you can bring it back. I think that's the important thing. Just don't make it obvious that the joke died.
That's when it
just gets a bit long.
Because I feel like I would say a joke and it's not laughing, I'd be like, oh. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, I'll just feel so like shy.
But if you were, if you were to tell a joke and it didn't land, that could work if you were like, oh. I'm funnier in my head. Do you know what I mean? Like stuff like that, that's when they're like,
Yeah.
And then you can kind of get them back on track.
Yeah.
I don't know why they like self-deprecation so much. They love watching comics just embarrass themselves. Or
that's crazy.
It's just a weird thing, man.
Yeah, I guess. Do I like it as well?
You do. You like when comics make fun of themselves. Because it shows you that, like, we're on the same level.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like you. It makes you more relatable. So I feel like that's important. But yeah.
How would you find dating? Also, you're really close to your nan, right?
Yeah.
Which I just think is just adorable. Like, I just love that. I think it's so sweet. Would you ever let her set you up on a blind date?
No.
Never?
Absolutely not. So both my grandma and my nan, first of all, my grandma, do you know what's so funny? The other day I went to stay with her because she kept calling me a liar because I kept saying I was going to sleep around and I never did. Mm-hmm. So I went to stay. She was like, it's time. It is time.
You're like, time
for what? And I was like, time for, she was like, You need to introduce me to your husband before me pass on. And I was like, are you telling me you're dying? Why are you, what do you mean, bro? I was like, because that's so much pressure.
Yeah.
Because my grandma's 87 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know how much pressure that is?
So you're like, why are you saying this?
Are you feeling like when's the time?
Because
like, I don't know. It made me nervous, man.
Mm.
But I would never, my grandma, anyone that's breathing, because she's also like, she can't, she's almost completely blind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So facially, she can't really see what's going on. Anyone that's breathing.
You're like, you sound like a good man.
Yeah, you sound good man. Hard worker. She's not going to know a damn thing, man. So I'd absolutely never. My dad's mom never either.
Really?
No, I couldn't.
I love like just how close, because I feel like with Caribbeans especially, like you guys are really close with your grandparents.
Yeah.
And I just find that so nice, because I guess my grandparents were in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really get to like have like a proper like relationship with them.
Yeah.
But every time I talk to like my friends who are Caribbean, it's like my nan, my grandma, my grandpa. And I'm like, it must be like so nice to like obviously just be able to spend that extra time with them and like, you know, have that relationship. Like, I just think it's so like adorable.
No, definitely, man. I feel like Caribbeans are quite like, a lot of the families are quite matriarchal, just in terms of the grandma is always like, my grandma's, she's the head of the family. She's the key. Like, nothing works if my grandma's not there.
Yeah.
So everyone, she's raised everyone. Mm. All of us grew up in the same house. We all have the same memories of her. So I feel like she's literally, I have not gone, since I went to Edinburgh and I was away for a month, I have not gone a month without seeing my grandma since I was born.
Wow.
So she took me to church when I was 6 months old. And that was... She's always just been like, she's like my best friend, man. That's my dog. So I definitely really like, it's just nice. And I think watching This Is Us, right? I don't know if you watched that episode.
Which one?
Where they were talking about a grandparent's love. And they were like, it's so sad because grandparents love you so much, but they are robbed of spending the most time with you. Because it's like, you receive all this love from them, but you're also like, they take you, they're not going to be around forever, do you know what I mean? And it's such a sad thing. But I also think I'm very blessed to have had my grandma in my life and my nan for 25 years, do you know what I mean? So I have those memories and they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, and she's strong, man. She's strong. I feel like she's gaslighting me. Every time she gets sick, I'm like, no, man, you're all right. You're all right, man.
You're all right.
Stop lying.
Stop it, man.
Yeah,
being Jamaican.
Just take a run.
Oh, that's touched me. I think that's just so nice.
She's a little cutie pie.
Aww.
And I got a video of her saying that I'm her favourite grandchild.
Come on.
Period.
Call that forever, man.
The rest of them kept trying to. And I'm like, you're not even second, third, or fourth.
You're not even close.
It's even embarrassing.
That you're even having this debate with me.
How dare you?
Like, how?
How
see,
dare
that's another
you?
Place.
How you see?
How dare you? How dare you?
In the video, she even said, they can't walk in at your boots. I said, them can't walk in at my boots, gran. I true. They can't do it. How dare they?
See, when you do the accent, yeah. I think I... Personally, I feel like when I do the Jamaican accent, this is what I sound like. Yeah, I think I sound like this. But I was with some like Jamaican people recently, and I was trying to do the accent, and they were like, "Why are you singing? Why are you doing that?
What was the accent?"
So this is what I like to do when I'm doing my Jamaican accent.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say stuff like, "Me no know what you're talking about."
Yeah, you're singing. Me no know what you're talking about. What? Where are you going?
I'm like, okay, let me try that. Wagwan, you good?
Do you know what's killing me? Because why is everything up here?
Bring it down. Wagwan.
Oh.
You good? How you say that? Me no know what you talk about.
Me no know what you talk about. Dear God. Dear God. Do you know what it is? Like, there's a...
It's like a rhythm.
You're just... No, but you're actually just... It sounds like you're just quoting Vybz Kartel songs to me. Because it sounds like you're just singing... Wagwan, you good? Well, you know what you talk about. What? What do you mean?
But in my head...
It sounds...
Like you.
Nah.
Cause in my head, I sound exactly like you. Like, every bit is like you, right, as I'm saying it. And I actually grew up with a lot of Jamaicans around me. Because my mum had a salon, then I had the salon, and everyone was obviously Jamaican. So I was surrounded, do you know what I mean? You know, got taught how to make Jamaican food, So in my spirit, there's a part of me.
There's something in there.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I hear the songs, and I'm like, this feels like home.
Try sing a lyric from a song, and I'll correct the accent.
I don't know the songs, but all I can hear is pum pum.
Oh, okay.
Skin out your
That's the one you wanna go for.
Just skin out your pum pum.
Go for like a No girl, me for cancer. No, maybe that's a bit too much.
Yeah, see, I don't actually know a lot of the songs. I can't lie to you. But it's just like in my spirit, I just feel, you know. But I get clearly the accent is not clicking. Do you know what I mean? It's really not clicking at all, unfortunately, and it's sad.
But we'll fix that though.
Yeah,
we'll
it's sad because in my head, I sound just like you. That's what made me want to even say it.
Say it.
Because I was just like, twin.
You know? Twin, where have you been? That's how you've been singing, though. That's how you're singing when you did the accent.
Yeah. Like, me not know
what you talk about.
Me not know.
Wagwan, what's good? Like, that's what happens when I do an Irish accent. So when I do an Irish accent, I automatically just start jigging. So I'm like,
when I do potato. Yeah.
How are you guys doing? What?
That's quite good to me.
Thank you.
But right? No, don't take that from me, because I think my Jamaican accent is good.
Us. So, absolute. Us.
Wow.
Try a Shensia lyric. Try. We bend over, make you stab it up.
Stab it up.
No, do you know?
Stab it up. That's what you want. Okay, wrap it up. I can't. Clearly.
She said, stab it up.
Clearly, it's not for me. But do you know what? Since your nan actually does want you to find someone, how is dating for you?
Dating's going. You know, like I'm dating's just long, man. I think it's just long, but I am dating.
Are you on the apps?
I'm not on the apps.
Also, is it more like when you meet someone in person?
Yeah.
And you see the vibe?
Yeah. Mm. And I'm just like, are you a date more than one person at a time, or are you like a one person at a time kind of babe?
I'm a one person at a time kind of babe, but I'm like, I think I need to open up, be a bit more like multiple, you know what I'm saying, to balance it out. But it's like, there's not even that many multiples to even, do you know what I mean? I'm quite even though I'm a lover girl, mm-hmm. I'm quite like, I don't really click with everyone. Mm-hmm. So I do find it hard to actually vibe with someone. So when I vibe with someone, I tend to be a bit obsessive about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, we vibe.
But that's okay.
And I'm into it. And I'm like, oh, where's this going? Yeah. And I get really excited about it. But sometimes I just need to cool down. You know what I'm saying? And know that you can vibe with more than one person. Do you know what I mean? But I just get very attached to that vibe. I'm like, oh my God, he gets me.
Yeah.
He understands me. Oh my God.
Do you know what it is like? I think dating one person at a time is calm. And I feel like if you're that kind of person, then absolutely don't let anyone tell you should not be that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do feel like at the beginning stages, it's very easy to just get attached to one person, and it hurts so much more if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're talking to more than one person, it's kind of just like,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
true.
What it is. Yeah. Another one bites the dust.
It does hurt, man.
But I don't know. I think it depends on who I'm speaking to.
Yeah, yeah.
If I get a vibe from you, then yeah, you're the only person that I'm speaking
to. Yeah, you're the only one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
No, twin. Where have you been? Nobody knows me like you.
Find the key.
Like your Jamaican accent.
Okay. All right. Cool.
No, well, was it good? Wagwan.
Okay, fair. Okay, I deserve that.
That was.
You know what? Hey. I absolutely deserve that.
You know, just one.
Yeah. No. You know what?
One.
Equal. Do you talk about your guys, like on stage, like straight away, or is it like when it's been a while?
It depends, man. I won't wait a while if it's like there was a joke I had and it was quite from a guy that I was speaking to quite recent, but it was a funny joke. It wasn't like a mad one.
Okay.
There was another one I was gonna, as soon as he annoyed me, I started writing a joke. I was like, yeah, dating guy with a stutter. Yeah, his tongue was delayed. And I started writing a mad, I was going in. And I said, yeah, I can't release this one.
Not the comedy diss.
Yeah, no, I just didn't. But I didn't, I haven't said it on stage yet. I will. But I needed time for the anger to die down because I was going in.
I get scared, you know, like with my content.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel bad. So I don't talk about like when it's really fresh. I tend to talk about guys. It's like it's been a few years.
Oh.
So if they see it, they won't even really.
It's a minor.
Yeah, they won't even clock. No. Do you know what I mean? I don't do it in live time.
No, I'll give you a couple of weeks. Because the other jokes, I have a joke where I'm like, I speak about how different dating is from when my mum was dating to when I'm dating now.
Yeah,
my mum got all this. Or like my mom, genuinely, I swear to you, my mom has a box of like handwritten love letters that people sent her back in the day.
What?
Like stuff like that, just really
bring us
lovely.
Back to dad. Where are exactly. the love letters?
And then I said, because I got a message from a guy, and he was like, "Listen, I'm handsome, my beard connects, and my dick is big." And that was true. That was true. And I said it on stage like a couple of weeks later because like, you should be embarrassed.
Wow, he actually sent you that?
No, he did. He did. We laugh about it though. We laugh about it. But I want you to feel the shame on your chest. Next time you try and say something with so much, like. So,
if I received a message like that, I don't even know how I'd respond. A part of me would be like, rate the thing. Like, that's funny.
No, he was saying it in like, he said I wasn't, he was saying it in a way where it was like, I wasn't giving him the respect that he was due. Like, I'm a handsome man, my beard connects and my dick is big.
What, so respect
like, what's
me.
Going, like, what's
what's just, going on? Why don't you respect me?
And I was just like, hey.
Cool down, baby.
We got a big dick over here.
Okay, all right, hey. Big up. All right, big
dick
boy.
Swinger. Like,
wow.
Please, man. But we laugh about it now because, yeah.
Take me back to the letters, man.
Love letters.
The
man.
Love letters.
I don't think anything would make me smile more than a love letter from the love of my life.
I ain't received a letter for a while.
I've never received a love letter.
Yeah, like I used to get like poems. There was a guy that wrote me a song. It's still on my computer.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
He actually wrote me a... Oh,
how did it go? What was the chorus?
I actually cannot remember.
When I got away.
<can't even> But it was... No, because he's actually a singer.
Oh.
And he's got an incredible voice. And he just always felt like I didn't like him. And you know what the joke of it is? I actually did like him, but I was just really scared because I was used to going out with guys I didn't actually like per se. But him, the feelings were starting to feel. I was actually feeling things, but I was getting nervous about it. And I feel like guys, I feel like, I don't know, I need to find a way to make it clear that like feelings feel a bit scary.
Yeah.
Just be a bit patient with me because I feel like when I get a bit scared of my feelings, I kind of revert to like being a tough girl.
Yeah.
And like my flirting becomes a bit aggressive, but it's not because aggressive I don't like
in,
you.
Aggressive in what way?
The more aggressive I am, the more I like you because I'm Nigerian, like, you know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to soften up fully until I know that we're really good. I know it sounds, you know what I mean?
I'm the same though. That's why I'm like, yeah. I'm looking at you like, damn.
Yeah. Mirror. For him, I actually, in my mind,
yeah.
I was actually starting to like him and I was starting to visualize something happening, but I was getting really scared at the same time.
You just weren't showing him.
Yeah, so my fear was making him think that I don't like him.
Okay.
So then he essentially gave up and just didn't believe that I liked him. And then when he then pulled back, he's doing what I thought he would do anyway. So I was like, I was right.
See?
I was right.
That's actually what happened.
But it's only in hindsight I'm like, oh, I should have just been vocal and actually said, I do like you and just like, stand 10 toes down, man. But it's so scary. But he wrote me a song and it was such a beautiful song. And it was just like a song about his feelings and how much he's trying and how much he likes me. And he just wants to know that I like him.
Oh.
And I heard the song and I was like, this is so beautiful. But I was like, I feel the feels. And I just, I kind of flopped it. There's like a few of those where I'm just like, I kind of flopped that. But I wouldn't mind a little love letter.
I think that's so sweet though, man.
It was really sweet. I think I've definitely met some really sweet guys.
Some sweetie pies.
Yeah, some sweetie pies.
It's difficult though when you're not naturally like affectionate. Like I'm not a naturally affectionate person. Mm. It has to be drawn out of me.
Yeah.
So that's why it sounds weird to say that I don't date men I don't like.
Mm.
But like I got into a habit of kind of dating men that I knew I wouldn't completely fall for. Because I know that
it's safer.
I know that if this works out, it works out. If it doesn't work out, Might not. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Because the emotions, it can, feeling like you can ruin my whole day. Like, if you don't message me back. Or if you said something and I think your tone's off. And now my whole week is ruined.
Listen.
I don't like the power that gives me.
Yeah, and now I'm like there now. Like, because obviously going to therapy has like opened me up.
Yeah.
So now I'm feeling things again. And I wasn't really, I went for years, through years of not really feeling stuff. Now the feels are back. And it's actually true. Like when you actually start liking someone, I think what I need to do now is learn. So like my therapist asked me like, what makes you feel safe with someone? And I feel like that's like the key question, because I think if we like equate feeling safe to like him doing really basic things, which is like texting you back on time and and that's safe, that feels safe, and you open up to that and then he now stops or whatever, that becomes like a thing.
Yeah.
So it feels, I feel like the metric of safety for me needs to change, so I can really truly open up to like someone who's really earned it, like for real, in like a real way.
Of course.
But there is like this power, like when you start liking someone, you feel everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if they move funny, you feel like it's about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it opens up like old wounds and it's like, oh, he's done this. And even though he's a singular person, you kind of equate it to every other person that's done the same thing.
Yeah.
And you kind of find yourself repeating the exact same pattern. So like you going for like emotionally unavailable guys because it feels safe. It's not really safe because they're emotionally unavailable. So they're gonna do the same thing that the last emotionally unavailable guy did, and you're gonna be upset again. Do you know what I mean? So it's just becomes,
it's continuous, man.
So you need to break it.
It's so no, I know.
You have to
break
it, and you just have to jump. Because the thing is, whoever died of heartbreak?
Boy, a couple man.
But couple, not you though.
Not me.
You get it?
Not yet.
You survived. I had a heartbreak. I don't know if I'm fine.
I feel like I've had a heart crack and I've had my feelings hurt.
But not a break.
I don't know if I've had a break. Because even the heart crack, I finished Game of Thrones season 2 to 6 in 2 weeks. I didn't leave my room. My friend had to come and check on me. Like she had to come and open the windows. Hey, 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 sunshine. She was just...
Oh, you were finished.
Bro, but that was, I'm very much, I get over things quite quickly. So that was 2 weeks of straight pain and then I was calm. The next one, I got my feelings hurt. It was 2 days. I was
so
sad.
So it keeps decreasing,
I was calm. And then I move on. So like, I've definitely gotten to a stage now where I'm like, intentionally, not intentionally, but going for people that you know are emotionally unavailable to protect yourself is such a silly thing to do, because as humans, we were literally put here to just experience these beautiful emotions. And love is such a powerful thing, and it's one of the most amazing things that you can experience. So limiting yourself so that you never have to feel that again because of someone that hurt your feelings,
it's
so dumb. And you're only hurting yourself.
Hurting yourself in the long run.
Do you know what I mean? You can't prevent heartbreak, respectfully. You genuinely can't.
And if you want it, you actually have to risk the heartbreak.
Period.
Do you know what I mean? And look, I can say, like, my last heartbreak, you know what I'm saying? It was a very painful experience, you know? Like, for me, I actually had to stop listening to music with lyrics in my last heartbreak. Yeah. So basically what I'll do, I'll actually sit and I was looking at the wall and the music that was playing was sad songs, but without any instrument, without any lyrics at all. And it got to a point that like my friend had to knock on my door and was just like, are you actually okay? Like, how long are you going to be listening to this? Because I didn't realize it was on a loop. And it was like songs like "Tell Us All the Time."
Oh, you're violating.
So imagine it's like no lyrics, the saddest songs that you can think about. I found this playlist on Spotify. If anyone wants me to share it, and honestly, it was the saddest songs with no lyrics, because it got to a point that lyrics were affecting my heart.
Oh my god!
Too much for me.
You see that? That's
Mad. So that's how upset I was. It was quite. I was very sad, actually.
That's
what I mean. And I didn't realize, because if you open the door, all you would see is me sitting down and looking at the wall. Because I was just thinking to myself, how did I get here again?
You have to really ask yourself that sometimes.
How did I get here?
How?
But I say this as a testimony, because look at me now.
Amen.
I'm back again. Do you know what I mean?
Back again.
I see a guy that's laying and he's open. I'm like, ooh, you forget that.
You're listening to all the songs of all the lyrics.
Oh, now I listen to all the songs. I'm not, I'm just like open. I'm out here. I'm like, all right, cool. Do you know what I mean? I still get a little, you know what I'm saying? Because when you like someone, like you said, they can literally ruin your whole day.
They can.
With one little thing. And it could just be that they've been busy. But you're like, you hate me.
You hate me.
So now my whole day is ruined. You know what I'm saying? Then they come back, you're like, oh.
But stuff like that, I feel like that can be solved with communications. That's another thing. Like, I attract bad communicators, man. Oh. Bad communicators.
Communicate.
Because my thing is, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be on your line 24/7.
Yeah.
But if I know I'm not going to reply for like maybe 4 or 5 hours because I'm recording something or I'm driving.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy to say that.
Yeah.
And just these people who are like, no, I'm just bad with my phone. Or, sometimes I just throw it. Just throw my phone. I had to ask this, like, I said, did you pick up your phone and throw it in the ocean when I messaged you? Because that's the only excuse.
Yeah.
That you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm done with the bad communicators.
Yeah,
I'm
done with that. Just communicate. I think once someone communicates with me,
yeah,
I'm cool. Like, honestly, for me, it's just communication.
That's it.
You're like, oh, I'm about to have a busy day, probably not going to talk to you, da 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 da, or I've got a lot going on, so if I'm not as active, honestly, for me, the easiest fix is just communication. Once you communicate, I'm good.
Have a great day, baby.
Have a great day.
Have a fantastic day.
Live your life. Mark. I love that you're living your life. And I'm a details person.
Yeah.
So even with my friend, I love it. Like, tell me about your schedule. Tell me about your day. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. You're doing this today. I feel so involved.
What did you have for lunch? Itsu. Let me know.
I love feeling so close to you. So when I'm dating someone that you're not giving me that, like, you're not giving me irrelevant information. Because to the outside, it might look like it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
No, it's not to me.
Not to me.
Love it. Communicate.
I just think it's so important, man.
Yeah.
And even what you were talking about before, how, like, you had that sadness, like, when you were listening to the music. No lyrics. It's concerning. But I feel like it's also important to let yourself be sad sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm also someone where I don't allow myself to be sad. Something will happen. I'll push it to the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And it will get to a point where I'll do something small, like get my belt loop cut, stuck in the door, and I will burst
break
into
down.
Tears. I will have a breakdown. And that in itself is just so unhealthy. So it's so important to allow yourself to be sad. It's actually okay.
Are you as adult as you think you are?
I don't think I'm an adult in the slightest. I think I'm going to say yes, because it's not much.
Okay.
It's not much. I feel like mentally I haven't grown up since my 21st birthday.
Okay, fair.
I think I've stopped aging. That's when lockdown happened.
Because this is adulthood, according to me. So it's fine. Or it might not be.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions and I'm going to see how old adult I think you are.
Okay.
Okay? All right. First question. When you go to places and they give you a loyalty card, do you always take it back with you so it actually gets stamped?
Depends on where it is.
Okay. But you take it with you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Because my nail shop, Fitney, can trick me. And I started taking mine back. Yeah. Give me that £5 off.
Listen, my lash lady, I keep losing mine. Mm. I promise you, I'm definitely owed at least £5 off by this point. But it makes a difference.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. Okay. When you have plans to go out, do you check your wardrobe or do you just decide you're going to order something new?
It depends on where I'm going. Mm. All of these are depends. Mm. Like, if it's like a meal, in my head, I'm like, all right, okay. I know I've got a top I haven't worn yet. I know I've got some cargos. Or I know I've got some jeans.
Yeah.
Little Hill. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I'm going on holiday or if I'm going out, I'm like,
gotta buy something new.
Gotta get the legs out. Do you know what I mean?
Even though you've probably got something in your wardrobe,
probably.
Haven't you?
Probably.
Yeah. It's not very good, is it?
But
it's not very good. Do you give out random compliments?
Yeah.
Mm, that's good. It's a good adult thing to do. Make someone's day. We all know how hard
it is.
Nice. Yeah.
I do all the time.
Yeah, I gave one on the today. The guy, I told him I like his perfume.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't compliment men much.
It was an accident. I just actually liked his perfume.
It was an accident.
Yeah. Came out and I was like, ooh.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Yeah.
How often do you think that you're supposed to change your toothbrush?
When it starts to look like that.
Mm. So you actually wait for it to get like that before you think, time to change it.
It's thrown away. Perfectly functional toothbrushes. When the brushes start to go the opposite ways, when they start looking like this, that's when I change my toothbrush. Mm. When it's no longer, you're brushing like this, but it's cleaning like this, like that's when you throw it away.
It's meant to be 3 months.
3 months. That's probably around about the same time.
Though, yeah, every 3 months.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I actually replace mine.
Every 3 months?
Don't count. You know what? I'm so sick of people asking me the questions back. But I do change it.
I actually do.
I don't count though, but I do change it often.
Month three, just it's marked on the calendar on the wall. Toothbrush day. No. Sorry.
Do you have an emergency fund?
No, I'm finished. I'll be finished.
Oh yeah, you're done.
Yeah, no, I'm done for, man.
Okay, this is it's not looking good, man.
Listen, I've only been out here. Here's my maths, my mathematics.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
I'm 25.
Yeah.
Technically, you're not really an adult until you're 21. So technically, I'm 4 years old in adult years. I'm just a baby girl. If we think about it like that, my brain has only been fully developed for 4 years. You can't expect me to have all the answers.
You know what? I can accept that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's actually a theory that I too am going to carry on into the rest of my days. I think that's fantastic. So for that, you may not have been an adult. But for that reason, that thought process, that wisdom.
That's adulthood right there.
That is adulthood. I've got a gift for you.
Oh, you've got all. Oh, you're killing me.
Lurpak butter.
Yeah, you're rich.
As an adult. This is the kind of butter that you should be using, really.
You're rich.
And with the economy, not every adult can afford this now.
I've been using Lidl's like knockoff. Was it Nedpak? Nedpak?
Yeah, but because you've been here today, you're an adult. You can go home with your shoulders high, knowing that in your bag, this is what you have.
Got some Lurpak. I'm gonna make some shortbread biscuits.
You know.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, it's even like, it's soft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Slightly salted. Wow.
Yeah, slightly salted. Lurpak.
What did you say? You shouted it like, like I didn't know what was on that.
You know what, see?
She's got that Lurpak. Trust me. Yeah. No, thank you very much, man. This is like, this means more to me than you know.
You know?
It's £4, you know? That's love right there.
Yeah, sleep is slightly cheaper when it's not in the plastic container, but still. I'm glad that you appreciate the cost. Anyways, thank you guys for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. Thank you for locking in. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me. I've had a great time.
It's been a great chat.
Honestly.
Guys, you know the vibe, okay? You know the vibe. If you did not like my co-host, right? Don't use that as a reason to not come back, because she will not be here next week. Do you get it? She will not be here, okay? I've got someone new next week. So, you know, keep the faith going. And please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, show your mom, show your nan. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't keep me a secret, okay? I don't want to be your dirty secret, okay? Tell the world. I don't want to be underground. Do you get it? About to choke. See, that's how emotional it was.
You're about to choke on the disrespect that you started with in that sentence. If you didn't like her, it's not my fault. She's not coming back. Huh? What do you mean? I was all getting ready to say like, No, it's fine. Karen.
Spirit is strong, because ever since when I said that co-host thing, guys, I was starting to choke. I was really trying to get to the end of this, but I don't take it back. Thank you guys for watching. Love you. Bye.